This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome to the new world, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, Happy New Year. And I'm not talking about the new world that's been built since November the 8th of 2016, because we still have remnants of that old world, that one that I like to call Bizarro World, the world where kids can't read analog clocks. Did you hear this story? Yeah, they took analog clocks out of school. Why? Because kids can't read them. If a kid can't see a digital clock that says it's 3:03, they can't look at a clock with the big hand on the 12, the little hand, or I should say the big hand on the 3, and the little hand on the 3 as well, and read 3:03. They can't do it. That's how crazy it is. An analog clock. God. I mean, look. When do we wake up in this country? Kids can't even write cursive. I had a guy tell me the other day, it was at a gun shop, and he said, he goes, when the kids come in to sign the documents, they print. I tell you what, why don't they just make an X like they did with the slaves back in the day when those kids couldn't read? Half of them can't read. Have you looked at the statistics on the number of kids who cannot read in this economy, in the world today? Here, I'll give it to you. I have the numbers right in front of me. 65% of 8th graders in American public schools in 2017 were not proficient in reading. 67% were not proficient in mathematics. This is according to the National Assessment of Education Progress Test released by the U.S. Department of Education. 67% of 8th graders, 65% rather of 8th graders, not proficient in reading. 67% not proficient in math. That's for starters. That's what you pay for. The results are far worse for students in some urban districts. Get this. Among the 27 large urban districts for which the DOE published 2017 NAEP test scores, the Detroit public schools had the lowest percentage of students who scored proficient or better in math and the lowest percentage who scored proficient or better in reading. Only 5% of Detroit public school 8th graders were proficient or better in math. Only 7% were proficient or better in reading. In Cleveland, only 11% proficient in math, 10% in reading. In Baltimore, 11% in math, 13% in reading. In Fresno schools, 11% in math, 14% proficient or better in reading. That's what you pay for. That's the education system that these people strike for. Right? That's what the teachers are striking. Don't do us any favors. Look at the amount of money that's being paid for kids who are learning absolutely nothing. 67% in most of these places. In other words, 30-something percent are proficient or better. And then when you get into the urban areas, it's less than that. So if they put these stats the right way, 80% in urban areas of these kids, 80 to 85%, are no good, can't do anything. 75% in regular schools, 80% in urban districts, and they want you to put more money into it. How pathetic is that? Welcome to the new world, the world built by Barack Obama, the world built by leftism. I should say put on steroids by Barack Obama, because it's not his fault. I'm not going to make that all his fault. Can't write in cursive, can't read analog clocks, and can't read or do remedial math. No wonder they need cry closets. God. You live in a world where the media doesn't want to tell you the good things about a president who has got unemployment at the lowest point in decades. Black unemployment is reaching white unemployment levels. Black unemployment is 6.6%. Do you understand that under the black president, black unemployment was in the 14% and higher range? never came close to 6.6%. Unemployment dipped under 4% for the first time since 2000. And that was the heyday. That was one of the most amazing times in America. Yeah. What do we have? We have an economy, folks, that is absolutely exploding right now. Let me let you hear the clip.
164,000 jobs were created last month in the U.S., far below what we were looking for, the 192. But the unemployment rate we were looking for, it's down to 3.9%. So very tight market. March was also revised up to 135,000, bringing the March and February gains up from the number we had there to 30K additional jobs. All of the jobs were in the private sector. Government jobs actually down 4,000. Average hourly earnings up 0.1%, below what we were looking for. Year-over-year gain is brought up 2.6%, also below 2.7% that we were looking for. Participation rate, little changed. It's 62.8%. We were looking for 62.9%. And average hourly hours worked, rather, unchanged also at 34.5. We've got the marginally attached or the U6 rate, 7.8%. This is the lowest since July 2001. In the manufacturing sector, this is really going to be one of the stories of the day. It's up 24,000. This is up since July, been up since July, and also up more than expected. And in machinery and fabricated metals, so people who are looking for any impacts on tariffs, both of those are up. Machinery up 8,000, fabricated metals up 4,000. Women and African American also the tightest unemployment we've seen in a while. For women, lowest since 2000. For African Americans, lowest on record, 6.6%, the lowest since 1972.
164,000 new jobs. By the way, they revised it upwards. They originally reported it at 135,000. But it ended up being 164,000. Now, the bad news is they say, well, we anticipated it was going to be 192. I don't care what you were anticipating. I'm telling you what got reported and then what got revised upwards. Do you know what two words you didn't hear put together in the Obama administration? Revised upwards. It didn't happen. Unemployment, low wage, the worst they could tell, oh, well, we anticipated wage growth would be 2.7% versus 2.6%. You have to be looking to manufacture bad news in the time of Donald Trump.
Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177 or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Culturally American. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I'm culturally true blue American, baby. True red American. I'm talking about red state. As in conservative, Republican, true blue. Love this country. Put it above all others. Doesn't mean that we don't do wrong. Does whatever you call it. Tell me all the warts on America and see what happens. I'm just going to go, they're beautiful, baby. I love your stretch marks, girl. Shut up. I love them stretch marks. Shut up. You had a lot of babies. Who cares? Yeah, we got warts, stretch marks, bunions, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I love you. I love you. I do. Because you've given me an opportunity I would have never had anywhere else. And I'm a bright dude. I mean, you give me, buttermilk, butter. I'll make some butter. I'll make some bread. Give me something bad. I'm going to make it into something good. Give me an analogy like that. I'm going to turn it into something good. Because that's the way I am. I'm an optimist. Doesn't matter where I go, where I live, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to make it happen. You know, the reason why, America. But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't have that mentality if I hadn't grown up in this country. If I hadn't grown up understanding how we were founded, what it took to do it. The more I understand that, the more I go, man, I love you, America. Ooh, I love you. You are so awesome, girl. You give opportunity to everybody, regardless. And then somebody comes along like April Ryan and says, of our first lady,
she's not culturally American. She doesn't really understand. Look at what her husband's doing.
Really? Culturally American. Is it culturally American to let terrorists into our midst? Is it culturally American to send money to terrorist regimes? Is it culturally American to not educate our kids, particularly our kids of color? Is it culturally American to allow the level of crime to exist in our communities and do nothing about it, particularly the communities of color? Is it culturally America to down talk, to back talk, to, I'm not thinking of the right word here, but to denigrate, how about that? The Christians in this country? Particularly for the sake of others? Is any of that stuff culturally American? Is it culturally American to constantly want to divide us, to talk about the President of the United States and say he's a racist while you ignore all the racist activities of the left, Planned Parenthood, and the support of that, the do-nothing attitude of all these big city mayors that don't care about the crime in their neighborhoods. They don't care about the true lack of education, the fact that we spend billions and billions of dollars on education for the dumbest kids on the planet now. We have the dumbest educated kids on the planet. Make no mistake about it. Why do we denigrate a country who affords anybody that wants it an education? Pretty much at taxpayer expense. Same thing with health care, yet they always proclaim there isn't enough health care. Everybody gets treated. Go to the doctor, you'll get treated. You won't even get a bill if you're poor, because we'll get to pay it. But they pretend that America doesn't have nationalized health care. We absolutely do. And it's better than anything they offer. You want to talk about culturally American? Here's the whole clip of what April and Ryan had to say about Melania Trump.
April, Kate points out there is, obviously some pretty painful reality in the First Lady taking on cyberbullying and being kind online. And the First Lady is well aware of that.
Yeah, she's well aware of her husband's cyberbullying. He's considered by some, well, many, I would say, in different sectors, one of the biggest bullies. He will call you out in a moment's notice. And she stood in front of him and basically said she wants to show young people how it's done and do it right, and they will pick up those habits. I wonder if the president will change. But there are realities. There are a lot of realities that she's dealing with. This is a First Lady who is not culturally American, but she is learning the ways. And this is not just an American issue. These are not just American issues. These are international issues. You know, cyberbullying is an international issue. Social media is international. And also the opioid addiction issue. So it's not just here, but it's abroad as well. And we'll see if she takes that message abroad as she rolls this out for the next 4 years.
This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. KJ Radio. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Culturally American to denigrate an individual, Kanye West, because he dare say, I support the president. I support Donald Trump. I tell you, I tried to meet with Barack Obama. He wouldn't see me, but Donald Trump would meet with me. Is it culturally appropriate or culturally American to say of any black person that meets with Donald Trump, you're a sellout, you're a race traitor, and so on and so forth? Is it culturally American to teach a group of young black kids that it's okay to not like Donald Trump, but you have to love Barack Obama, who did nothing for blacks? And Donald Trump, who is showcasing the true nature of American spirit, as he deal with issues that are plaguing the entire American community, because blacks are a subculture within that, but the culture of America is being attacked, and he addresses it by helping all Americans, which, by the way, helps more blacks than anybody. Donald Trump has done more for blacks in the year and a half that he's been president than Barack Obama did in an entire 8 years, full of promises, and supposedly full of promise. More blacks are more disillusioned with government, disillusioned with the system, disillusioned with white folks, disillusioned with their own lives, and you name it, because of Barack Obama, not because of Donald Trump. And I could go on. All the comparisons. Oh, Donald Trump, he doesn't have enough black people in his cabinet. He doesn't have enough this or that. And then they attack his wife, who puts an initiative that says, best me or something like that, which I'm just presuming is be the best you. You know, the best advice I could get, I've talked about this before, folks. The best advice I can give to you or to any of your children is understand who you are and present that. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to save yourself a lot of headaches. And let me explain. If you find your mate, your soulmate, and you present the you that the left wants you to present, you know, that fake you, that you is going to just, that you disappears. So you may meet Miss Amazing, and you want to front, as we say in the vernacular. You want to front. You want to make her believe you're more than what you are. You are headed for disaster. You might as well tell baby girl, I'm this way. This is me. We can work on me together, but this is me. All my warts, all my problems, all my issues. And you know what? I'm willing to accept you the same way, because despite how absolutely stunning and gorgeous and fantastic you look to me, you know what I know? You got issues. And if we can admit that up front, we're headed for some good times. That's what I would tell you. How you better know your friends, how you better know your employees and everybody. Because we all want to paint this picture that it's all great. And conservatives come to that conclusion much better than most people that, you know what, it isn't all that it seems. I understand that. Let's discuss it so we all know we're level setting and we're good. Leftists don't want to do that because they like being fakes.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump canceled his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, writing in a letter that the historic gathering will, quote, not take place on June 12th in Singapore as scheduled. Earlier today, we heard from President Trump on the decision.
I believe that this is a tremendous setback for North Korea and, indeed, a setback for the world. I've spoken to General Mattis and the Joint Chiefs of Staff and our military, which is by far the most powerful anywhere in the world, that has been greatly enhanced recently, as you all know, is ready if necessary.
Today, the president also presented the Medal of Honor to retired Navy SEAL Master Chief Britt Slabinski.
We love our Navy SEALs. They're very special, very incredible people. It's now my tremendous privilege to present to you the Congressional Medal of Honor.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I was listening to this show. It was the Larry the Cable Guy. He's got a show on XM. They were talking about the cell phone generation, which technically the smartphone generation, because I'm part of the cell phone generation. And the reason why I know this is because I was there when it was developed. I worked with the company that did it, Motorola. And it was an amazing thing to get my shoebox phone. I will never forget it. And a buddy of mine, his name is Leon, a white dude named Leon, which is a seventh sign. Leon said, "Hey, Kevin, Motorola's got this special. Man, if you go out there right now, you can get a cell phone." I was like, "What?" And because it was the thing that only the wealthiest people had, the mobile phone. We had phones in our homes, but to have a phone in your car was a big deal. Remember when when the cars would dedicate that middle console for the phone? And you see in the movies, the guys in the limos or whatever would take the phone and say, "Hello, my name is Blake Carrington." Right? And it was a big deal. So now it was going to be made for the common man. So I remember going out there, get this. I could get the phone for whatever amount of money it was. And it wasn't a whole lot. And it was $15. I bought this phone for, I think it was $15 or something. It was a crazy amount because Motorola wanted to get them out there. And this thing, I'm not exaggerating, it was the size of a shoebox. And I remember putting it in my car and thinking I was the coolest cat on the planet. And it cost dollars a minute to call. Dollars a minute. I remember thinking to myself, I can only talk on this phone 15 minutes, you know, for my budget. And so... Half the time, y'all think I'm telling you the truth. I would be in my car on my phone, not even talking to people, you know, trying, like in traffic, acting like, "Yeah, anyway." And so, in the end, and looking around, because people had to be going, "Man, that brother's rich if he could just sit on the phone talking the whole time during traffic." And I'm not talking to anybody. I just got the phone up, you know, singing in the radio, looking around, you know, just faking, right? But, I mean, I got this thing when I was early 20s, like mid-20s. And I was thinking, I was the coolest dude on the planet. And a bunch of us would take, it was a time, I'm not kidding you, black folks, we walked around with our phones. Oh, man, so did white people, too. So this is not a black thing. But, I mean, I'd have my phone at the park while I'm playing basketball. Knowing it ain't gonna ring because I couldn't afford it. And certainly I wasn't gonna go over there and make a phone call, a real call. So it was ridiculous. But point is, I'm from the cell phone generation. And I knew the dude, knew of him, I shouldn't say knew him, but I knew of the guy who had who did the patent on it. CDMA technology or whatever, TDMA and CDMA, and he would get a penny or something on every phone call that was made, and the dude was filthy rich. Because, again, Motorola was one of my clients. And I just remember all you could do with the, I mean, the phone was a convenience because it gave you the ability to be reached right away. You didn't have to go to a payphone, but it really wasn't a big change in your life. It was just a phone, and it was more portable, crazy expensive, but you didn't have to pull over and use a payphone or borrow a phone or go into some shop. Now use your phone. You now had your own, and you had portability. And suddenly, we evolved from the payphone to, I'm sorry, the cell phone to the smartphone. And the smartphone is really different. Having the world by the string is what the smartphone generation is about. Millennials, all the information known to man at your fingertips. And I don't exaggerate that one bit. I have learned so much because the information was quickly accessible. In the old days, I had to go find an encyclopedia, go to the library, whatever. The internet has changed things. Now, I'm not talking about the fake news nonsense. I'm talking about if you want to know who C.S. Eliot is, you Google it. And there'll be lots of references to him. And you can kind of discern who's giving you one slant or the other. And then you make up your mind. Well, one guy says this, one person says that. You get to not only find the information, you get to discern it. And if you're smart, you can bounce. Okay, this person likes so-and-so, this person doesn't. Now, I will say this. I've learned how to look at the news, I'm sorry, the information that I gather on the internet and know who's got the bias and slants. And that's a bit of a quality that you have to learn over time. That you're like, if you read about Barack Obama and you read the wrong bio, you'll think the dude was a god. But if you're doing it smart and you go, okay, well, I'll get good about him, then I'll get bad about him. And then I'll balance the two in between. You can figure out, yeah, he was a piece of crap president. Okay? Yeah. So, but the internet gives you so much capability. I mean, as they were discussing this, the phone, the smartphone, the idea was that kids no longer pay attention. That you can be together and all these kids will be on a phone and nobody's really listening, right? There's nobody giving you their full attention. Think about what it means when somebody's talking to you and you're no longer blip, 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 and you're actually looking them in the eye and listening to them and responding back and showing them, look, I'm not distracted. No TV on, no radio on, no whatever. We're talking undistracted. When's the last time you had a conversation like that? I mean, I can't recall having conversations like that unless it's with real close family or good friends. Because I'm telling you, it doesn't happen these days. Everybody's talking distracted. You can sneak in things that, you know, like to make sure they're listening to you. Like, you know, there's a rat at your feet. And you're just talking. And people are like, what? Yeah, okay. And they don't even hear it. And what's funny is as I analyze this, I was thinking, are we being trained to be this way? And I think we are. We're being trained not to absorb, not to look around that room and be able to. I'm sitting in a room right now going, you know, would I be able to describe this as a crime scene? And the answer is generally no. Our memories and our experiences are more fleeting than they used to be. And I think it's intentional. We've built the soundbite generation, kids that really don't understand how to look at something and absorb it. They only want to get it on the surface. And I think that's a disservice overall. Now, one of the things that came up, well, look, it's like reading the newspaper. You know, in the old days, the old man would get up, read the newspaper, and then the wife would take her section, and they'd sit at the table and talk as they were distracted by the newspaper. And then that distraction became maybe the radio, you know, when there were certain things going on with that. Then the distraction became the television, which, you know, and so are we, and I mean, and this could be the argument, are we training ourselves to be able to absorb more information, and can we absorb more information, or are we becoming more and more distracted, more and more distant from one another? I don't have the answer. I'm asking. I love the smartphone. Everything at your disposal, the ability to call BS on something.
Yeah, well, such and such did this. You go,
nah, you were technically wrong. You were wrong on that. Yeah, I looked it up. In baseball stats, if you're having a conversation, maybe you're not into sports, but your buddy's talking about somebody and you're kind of out of the sport, so you just Google the guy. And you go, well, wasn't he the guy that did so-and-so? I think he didn't have like a no-hitter back in the 70s? Yeah, man, I didn't even know you were into sports. You know, but you look like a guru. There's so much you can do with this little device. Now, here's the bad news. Take it away. What's the big what happens? They said if you take away a kid's, there's a name now, a phobia for losing your phone. Did you know this? I did not know this. There's a phobia. It's like nomophobia or some. Look it up. Look it up on your smartphone. What are you looking at me? There's a phobia in 66% of college kids, they say millennials, suffer from this phobia. They have clinics you can go to that can detach you from your phone so you don't take it as like, oh my God, I lost my phone. Anyway, there are good things that come out of it. You can look for the best restaurants. You can look for where to live. You can look for a job all on your phone, man. How cool is that? You can watch your favorite shows on there. You can go, you can actually be right in the face of your grandma, your great-grandma, anytime you choose. I mean, just think of the power that exists inside of that little box now, that little piece of real estate. They don't have to leave their apartments to have the best experiences of life, these millennials. If you want to see a movie, there exists a multitude of ways to do so. You miss Cirque du Soleil? Don't worry about it. It'll be on YouTube or Roku or Hulu or something soon enough. That's the generation we live in. Who cares about experience anymore when social media is upon us? The revolution there is. Virtual experience with virtual friends. To actually get among friends has become less necessary, unfortunately.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shipping and processing, return postage extra, auto ship and other terms apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Why does my hair look so old and thin?
Ladies, if your thinning damaged hair is making you look older, then you must hear this message from Keranique, the number one women's hair regrowth system in America and the bestseller at Ulta stores nationwide that's clinically proven to thicken, strengthen, and repair hair. Right now, Keranique is letting 1 million women try Keranique risk-free through this special radio offer. That's right. To try the number one hair regrowth system for women, just dial *646 on your mobile phone to try Keranique. Keranique risk-free for a full 30 days. Keranique is so popular, a new woman tries it every minute. The Keranique Hair Regrowth Treatment contains the only FDA-approved ingredient clinically proven to regrow women's hair. You'll even see thicker, fuller results right away, guaranteed. So dial *646 on your mobile phone right now to start regrowing the thicker, fuller hair you love. Dial *646 to try Keranique for yourself risk-free. Hurry, this offer will not last long. Dial *646. Dial *646.
Texting enrolls for recurring alerts and offers via automatic text message. Message and data rates may apply. Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text RISE to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text RISE to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word RISE to 246810.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. There must have been a little bit of desperation in that helicopter. You heard about that helicopter that was went into the water, I believe in New York. It was like a sightseeing helicopter. And now they're saying, did that helicopter, did somebody hit the switch, the fuel switch, with their bag, a passenger's bag? And I'm thinking, how would a passenger's bag hit the fuel switch? Would they have been flying up front or what? And there's a place to store things in a helicopter. I've ridden in a couple of them. And, you'd be nowhere near a fuel switch. I mean, I don't know much about it. Maybe I don't think you got like a little toggle switch in the compartment area for the bags. And if you had it up front, you would put it down. I would hope put it down at your feet. Worst case scenario. I don't even know if you carry one. I guess you were carrying your work. But if you're sightseeing, you're just up there with, your jacket at best, right? It's pretty awful that people end up dying over what could have been something so minor. The only person that survived was the pilot. That's got to feel kind of rotten. Those people end up with survivor syndrome. Have you heard of that? Survivor syndrome, where something bad happens and you're the one that survives, and then you feel guilty. And particularly if you're the pilot, you're the one that's supposed to be responsible for everybody's safety, and they all die and you live. It's kind of, you know, I don't think it's too much for his tour business. I'm not saying it's the guy's fault. I'm not, you know, but Sully landed a plane with 100 and something passengers in it on the Hudson, and everybody survived. This dude, I saw the helicopter going down. Did you see it? And it was going into the water, and it didn't look like it did anything. It didn't, like, crash into the water. It just lowered into the water. But they all died. Did they drown? Look, I don't know much about it. I'm going to be honest with you. It isn't like it's a political story. It's like, Kevin, what's the political angle here? There isn't one. X number of people died, and the pilot survived. And I think they had rented one of those air. It was a freak accident, wasn't it? Could we just call it a freak accident? Can you still say freak? Can you say freak and freak? I just want to know. Can you say freak and freak or whatever? Come on, talk to me. Yeah. But man, desperation. Yeah, you know, I've been in a couple times where the airplane did some strange stuff and I didn't think about it, but right after that happened, we'd go up in the air, and the whole time I'm going, man, if we fall from here, ooh, it's going to hurt. I mean, I'm thinking it at that point, because you don't forget it. You just get a little tentative. Like, oh, man, this is not good. I've been thinking about this. All the issues that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, I mean, we could categorize them. You guys should write to me at kjradio.com. By the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. Or give me a call, 844-551-8255. And tell me, Kevin, this would be a great segment. Like, stupid liberals. That's easy. That's the entire show. So we got to get a little bit more specific. Like, stupid liberals and their pets. You know, or, you know, stupid things liberals do. Well, nah, that's the whole show. So, but you get what I'm saying? Like, gotcha. I think we should do a gotcha segment. Here's a gotcha. 39-year-old Dante Holmes was shot and killed while driving in a funeral procession in Baltimore on Saturday. Par for the course. So, where's Black Lives Matter on this? Understand this. Dante Holmes is in a funeral procession of a young man, black man, who had been killed in Baltimore, and they are going to put this kid to rest. And 39-year-old Dante gets shot and killed as a funeral procession is going. Who shoots at a funeral procession? Come on, Black Lives Matter. Can you call me? Can you hit a brother up? Let me know. I want to know where this makes sense. Here's the thing I tell you guys all the time. Show me liberalism where it makes sense. Show me anywhere. Black people, this is what bugs me so much about black folks who want to get after black conservatives, because they say, you, Kevin, you a race traitor, man. You ain't helping brothers out and all this. And I'm like, why would I do it? Why would I help brothers out? What are brothers doing for me? Threatening to kill me. They want to kill me. They want to beat me up. They want to pummel me into submission. You will think like us or else. So that's number one. And that ain't going to happen. Many have tried. Many have challenged. I mean, there's a part of me that, honest to God, wants somebody to accept that, you know, that, hey, I'm going to kick Evan's butt so I can whoop that head and put it on film. There's a part of me that wants to do it. Even though I don't want to fight. I really don't. But there's a part of me that just wants to say, look, you know, do your will. They threaten to kill you. They call you Uncle Tom. They call you Coon, Step and Fetching, and a host of other names. And then they go, why don't you come be down with us? What, so I can be like you? Really, that's the kind of behavior you want me to mimic. Yeah, that would be good. So they do all that, and then you bring things up like, well, man, you know, if we all down with one another, why are we killing it? Oh, man, you can't go bringing up black-on-black crime and stuff. Really? So I can't bring it up. You want to kick my butt, force me to think like you, and if I don't, you'll kill me. Oh, by the way, you'll kill me anyway. You bring it up there. Well, the white man, they do. Mexicans kill Mexicans. White people kill white people. You know, yeah, but black people kill a lot more of them than they kill of us. That's number one. And number two, they're not as telling other Mexicans be down with the vatos, and white people aren't saying be down with the white people. Why can't you respect the white race? But you want me to be on the team. You can't be talking about stuff like that, man. We on the team. But you'll kill me for nothing. And if I bring it up, then you go, well, we don't talk about that. I don't want to be on your team. You want me to just essentially take my licks, think like you, or take my licks, or worse yet, you'll kill me for no reason. And if I bring up any of the inconsistencies of your argument, then you say, well, you just one of them. 39-year-old Dante Holmes shot and killed while driving in a funeral procession in Baltimore. Yeah, I know. Donald Trump did it with the Russians. He was using a Russian scope on his Kalashnikov rifle. Yeah, that's what it was. Donald Trump killed that man. Black Lives Matter will come out in force. Don't be shocked if you hear, you know, that Donald Trump had something to do with it, colluding with the Russians. Sounds crazy. I guess the Black Lives Matter group is still trying to figure out what's the next Confederate statue that needs to come down, huh? Yeah, see, that to me is a gotcha story. One of those stories where you want to feel good about, you know, what's going on in the world, and then, you know, gotcha. I'm talking about leftists. Gotcha. Donald Trump is hiding something, and we know where he's hiding it. Not in a safe, not in a vault. Nope, he's hiding it in his taxes. Anybody know who said that? Anybody know who offered that up? I'll tell you who it was. It was Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. She said it about 11 months ago. Donald Trump's hiding things. And we know where he's hiding it. He's in his taxes. And then Donald Trump releases his taxes, and they find out he paid a lot of money. Donald Trump said, here you go. Here's the taxes. We want more. We need more of them. Well, here's one. That's not enough. And the one completely burst burst their bubble, and it wasn't enough. No. We need more. We need more evidence. But ask Elizabeth Warren to spit in a test tube to prove that she's a Native American. And what's Elizabeth? I just don't have to do that. My family, we believe that we're the Indians, and I was told this story, and that's all there is to it. She's a con artist. Elizabeth Warren is nothing more than a con artist. Oh, by the way, so are Democrats. That's who they are. They're nothing but cons. Make themselves look good. Oh, look at what I've done. I've done better. I'm better than you. Look at my resume. I've got all these credentials. Look at the awards that I've been given by other people that think like I think. And they do it. They understand the game, boy. If Republicans understood the game, we would have superstars in this industry. Superstars. Radio people, bloggers and writers and authors, and we'd have, you know, I don't know what the equivalent of our Pulitzer would be, but we'd have that, and we'd be giving ourselves all these parties. But you know what we do? We go, nah, that's all false stuff, and it is. And then we don't want to celebrate it because it's a celebration of what you already know, and it's a waste of money and all that, and we make no headway because we don't create our stars. I think it's because we are averse to being stars, quite honestly. I know I am. Anyway, hey, we got a lot to talk about when we come back, listening to Kevin Jackson.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.